this girl.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk, right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's 11 o'clock on the dot. This is your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. And welcome to On the Couch with me, Dr. Michelle. And we're kicking it today. I got a very special guest, an author. And boy, it's going to be so much fun talking to her. Meanwhile, if you'd like to participate in a show, you can give me a call live on the air. I would love to hear from you. And, you know, what we can do is just talk about stuff going on here and all that stuff. Kind of get into the music a little bit. Get us warmed up. Kick your shoes off if you'd like. Hop on the couch. And let's rock. Welcome, everybody. And my special guest today on the show. You've probably heard her here on LA Talk Radio. Very well-known lady, done a lot in her life. Gigi Gardner, she is the author of the book, which I thought would be really relevant to our show, because we do relationships, and we talk a lot about women, be talking, and our relationships with each other. Gigi Gardner, Girl Talk, celebrities and other extraordinary women share their secrets. Gigi, great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is so exciting.
This is so fun for you to be here. I've been wanting to have, since you were last on Susie and Sam's show, I thought, you know, this will be fun.
We can hang out. And,
yeah.
They're great.
They are great. And so we're going to be talking about your book and all the cool stuff that's in it. And, you know, what I really love about it, and this is the thing that I try to talk about when listeners call me on the air and everything, connection between women. Guys, if you're listening, don't tune out. Don't go, oh, this is going to be girl talk. Bye. No, hang in there because you're going to learn a lot of secrets about women and how they talk and the things they do and you know how we bond. Now, I'm always talking about the differences between men and women. And guys are straight to the point. How can I fix it? Take care of business. They take us literally. They're spatial. That's it. Bada boom. And women are, how can I get across meaning and feeling and talk about it? So this is a really cool book. So thank you so much. Also, I think it's a great gift. The holidays are coming up, folks. And if you have a sister, any women in your family, a good girlfriend, you know, Gigi, this would make a great gift for somebody because it's all about women. Well, you can why don't you explain to the listeners a little bit more about what your book is about? I know that's kind of like a very no-brainer question, but kind of warms things up here.
Well, the book Girl Talk, it was really just evolved out of me sharing things with my friends. And I noticed that when I changed anything, like if I changed anything of my appearance or my house or, you know, my best friends, oh, you did this or you did that. Or
yeah.
When you, like, let's say you're at a restaurant and you go in the ladies' room and you see, like, this really cool bag. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
I just noticed that women are automatic communicators.
Yep.
And we like to share information and knowledge. And I think guys are probably wondering what we're talking about. And when we're not talking about them, we're basically sharing information about everything. And so the book is very comprehensive. It goes all the way from tips, tricks, thoughts, advice, little stories, anecdotes about, you know, pets, mm-hmm. or kids, travel, beauty, home. I mean, And also I have two chapters in there about emotional health and physical health. And what I did was I went around to find as many savvy women as I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked most of the women by profession. So
right.
in the book, I have a woman prison warden, a woman firefighter, a woman hostage negotiator.
Cool.
I have all women from every kind mm-hmm. of background. I have a woman who's a Swahili teacher.
Wow.
I mean, you name it. And so it's very comprehensive. So there's something in there for everybody. And also, it's very good, easy read, because you can just you can read a few pages and then put it down and then come back and read a few more pages. And the whole time you're learning things, but mm-hmm. through, anecdotes and
yes.
stories. And so it really is, it has an abundance of knowledge, but in a easy to read format.
I agree. That's why I liked it so much. It's because it is. It's one of those, and I don't mean to compare it to anything, but it's one of those for the soul kind of books where you can get information and learn little lessons and life's little lessons. And they're not just coming from you, which I'm sure you've had a lot of great life lessons, and I want to talk a little bit about that too, some of your experiences and the things you've done. But also, it's coming from all these other folks who have had life experiences, these women and their perspective. And there's really some good tips in there about, whoa, what I found is that for me and some of my clients, I can say, hey, this is this book, and I want you to pick it up, and I want you to take a look at it, and I want you to look at some of this advice, because I can tell you from a psychological point of view, but from a real person's point of view and how she dealt with this issue, read this and get this. So I
right.
think it's a really good tool for folks.
Right. Well, I really wanted to create this literal mentoring tool.
Yep.
For women that have women that have experienced life, they have hard-earned knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and then they can share that with younger women who may not have as much experience. And I can tell you from my own opinion, if I would have had somebody that could have filled me in
exactly.
on everything, it would have been so much easier than trying
exactly.
to learn everything yourself. I mean, and so that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do the book. I want to make a mentoring tool for younger women.
What a great idea, because, sometimes our moms, and this is what I hear all the time from young adult women too, is like, my mom really tries to help me, or my dad, usually moms and daughters and stuff, but it's always judgmental, and it's always coming from a place that is, she tries to teach me lessons, and I'm so tired of hearing this, but if it's coming from an objective point of view from
right.
somebody, and, also you've got some of the interesting ideas shared by celebrities, Jamie Lee Curtis, just to name a few, Sherry Belafonte, Naomi Judge is in here,
mm-hmm.
A lot of other celebrities are in
yeah.
the book as well.
Yeah, and these are women that have had a lot of life experience.
Right, right.
And I wanted to know if they could share one thing with their best friend,
yeah.
sister, daughter, mother, what would it be?
Yeah.
And we all have these weird idiosyncratic things that we automatically do because we're us.
Yeah.
And we may not think that that's really, interesting because we just do it subconsciously and automatically.
Yeah.
But then when you tell a friend, they're like, oh my God, that is so great.
Yes.
So I think that, people expect women to be all of these things.
Yeah.
An interior designer, a teacher, a nanny, a travel agent, a cook, a housekeeper, a gardener, beauty consultant.
Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Right.
We're Jacqueline of all trades.
Yeah, yeah.
We're none of these, but we do what we do because we are who we are.
Exactly.
And if I know something good, why not share it with other women?
Right. Exactly. And speaking about other, exactly, I'm with you, baby, on that. Folks, if you want to call in and share some of your experiences, or if you have any questions that you would like to ask Gigi Gardner, that'd be awesome. And you can call us here live on the air at area code 323. That's Los Angeles, folks. Don't worry about it. 203-0815. 323-203-0815. And we're actually talking specifically about Gigi's book, Girl Talk. And so if you have any questions or you'd like to know how to get the book, you can find out as well. And we're just looking at some really, really cool things. Oh, yeah, that's that picture. that you were showing me as well. What page was that on? We're just looking
here.
Oh,
it's on the last page.
We're just winging it here. There we are. Yeah. And I want to also bring up, you guys know, and see, this is my, I assume what they say, and I always teach this to folks in psychology, don't assume anything about anybody. You know, you're James Garner's daughter. And you,
true.
And you and you grew up with a very famous celebrity dad, and you, this is also cool because a lot of your information from this book comes from a lot of your friendships you've made in, I hate to say the Hollywood scene, but I mean truly within and around the Hollywood scene and with a lot of actresses and a lot of you know, people in the film industry and television industry. And you know, a lot of people think automatically, oh, she's the daughter of James Garner. She's going to be this spoiled, what, you know, this girl that's into Hollywood and a phone. And this is, you know, what people assume. But I don't, I mean, you're just so down to earth. And
no,
friendly.
All that's true.
It's true. No.
I'm just like Paris Hilton. Actually,
God
Paris
forbid.
Hilton, let me tell you something. Paris Hilton has done a wonderful thing.
Yes.
She made it okay to bring dogs into hotels.
There you
okay?
go.
And I will forever be grateful to her for that.
That is so cool. No, you're right. That is a very cute thing. I like that. Yeah. Well, anyway. So, I mean, we could just touch on that a little bit. Maybe what was it like growing up, you know, with a dad who was really famous? You're so down to earth and open and friendly, and you don't have any pretense about you. And,
oh, thank you. Well, yeah. You know what? I can't really sit here and lie and say I was always like this. I think I grew up in this fishbowl, and I didn't really realize there was like this world outside of, you know, my inner group or whatever. But I've done many, 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 many things in my life. I've had about 10 careers.
Yep.
And I've lived in, I lived in Europe. I lived back East, I lived in the South, I lived in the North, and I've had a lot of time to really, you know, find myself.
Yes.
And
yes.
Although I must have ADD because I have had 10 careers, it's kind of like, aww, I just do one thing and then I reach a modicum of success and they go on to the next thing. So I've been in the music business. I actually, this is my second book, but I wrote 3 number one songs, and I was a licensed private investigator.
For how long?
Insert your Rocker Files joke here.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've done many, many, many things. I can't decide. I want to multitask. I just want to do everything.
Isn't that what life's about, though?
And well, I don't know. I just like to do everything.
Right,
so I'm
right.
trying to do it all.
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, part of like being healthy and being a happy person is fulfilling what you'd like to do and, you know, being able to create, say, hey, I'd really like to be a private investor. How fascinating, you know. It's interesting. My dad was doing this on a show for so long. Maybe I'll check this out a little bit.
You know what? It's not as glamorous as it looks like on TV. Believe me. And I did it for a very short amount of time. And actually, it's quite dangerous, and I don't recommend it.
It is. My uncle owned a detective agency. And when I turned 18, he said, do you want to go work for me? And I said, okay. My parents were like, eh. But they try, you know, he was like my mother's brother. So
right.
I said, sure. And what it is involved? And he said, well, a lot of it is sitting and watching and reporting back because
it is.
I was young and a female, and he didn't want me to get down and dirty. But I mean, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Too. There's a lot of following and
that was many careers ago.
Yes, spying on and everything. But also, I mean, like you said, you've done so many things and so you've come to this point in your life where you're also designing fabulous jewelry. I want to hip some of the people to this too because I want them to be able to check out some of your stuff because
right.
a little promo here because
oh,
it's really
you.
Beautiful. It's
well,
great.
Yeah, about 6 years ago, I accidentally fell into the jewelry business because I was making jewelry for like my mom and my mom's friends
Neat.
And then other people want. The next thing you know, I have a piece of jewelry on Halle Berry the night she won her Oscar, and then I was
wow.
like, oh, uh-oh.
There you go.
I'm in the jewelry business now. So I put myself through jewelry school, and I learned how to become a metalsmith and a jeweler, and then I make jewelry for TV shows. I make the jewelry that's on, like, Desperate Housewives, The View, America's Next Top Model.
That's great.
Let's see. Good Morning America, The OC, Gilmore Girls. And so
that's awesome.
It's kind of like my hobby gone awry.
Yes. Hey.
And I really, really enjoy it. And metalsmithing is super fun. Yeah. And I really love what I'm doing. I do have a website, and it's just www.ggigarner.com. But I make everything, everything's handmade by me, and everything's one of a kind. So basically,
neat.
As soon as I put it up there, you know, by the time I take a picture and put it up there, I've sold it. But it's not really that good of a representation, what I do. But if you did live in LA, you can come by and shop
come
if you
on
like.
Down.
And also, everything's wholesale because you're skipping that middleman.
Yes.
And if you sell, buy in a store, it's like three times more. And
right.
I think that's unfair. I don't want to have to pay three times more.
No, I hear you. I don't think anybody else does either. So
right.
Good for you. That is so neat. And people can just log on there and
yep.
and get all the information they want. So
yep.
That's neat. Your stuff, your pieces are beautiful. And how
Thank
cool.
you.
Isn't that perfect intention, though? I'm totally into thought and creating and all that. But you set out to do something. You started to do something. And here Halle Berry's wearing it. And everybody, my God, where did you get that? That's fabulous. Oh, Gigi Garner made it for me. And and here, boom, there's your business all of a sudden.
But I know.
It's all about...
it's serendipitous and... also an accident, or maybe there are no accidents.
I don't know. I think if you, I'm an old believer in that if you put out energy, if you just do it and put it out there, and you're not so heavy into, gotta have it. If you're, let's see how it goes, and you put it out there, boom, it's going to come back to you because you're casual. There's no resistant thought about it, and you're putting it out there.
Oh, that's a good point.
Hey, there
yeah,
you go.
That's a good point.
You know, so mm-hmm. it's all in the process of kind of creating and stuff. So.
I wish there were more than 24 hours in a day because
yeah.
there is so much left.
Yes.
I want to do. There's just not enough time, darn it.
And sleeping is so important, you know.
Well.
A lot of people that come to me go, I'm just so tired all the time. I go, how often are you sleeping? Oh, well, I got 5 hours this last week consistently. It's like, okay, stop. You know, we got to get you down, girl, and let you sleep a little bit, and then you can, the brain will work a little better, and then you can find more time. But I don't mean to preach. But I mean, it's true. There's not enough time for stuff.
Hallelujah.
But isn't that exciting? Because there are those people out there that say, I'm so bored. I don't have anything to do. You know,
oh
I'm
gosh.
Just so, the life is just so, well, create it. This is a you know what? Gigi Garner is a perfect example of create your own life. My whole thing is always put it out there. You work, you do it, you explore. You know what? You're not going to get anything, folks, if you don't put it out there and explore. Make calls, meet people.
Absolutely. You know what? They're not going to come knocking on your door.
It's
you
true.
Have to put something out there to get something back.
It's really, really true. It's that's it. That's the bottom line.
It you is.
Know? So let's segue back here to the girl talk. To
okay.
Send me to girl talk because I was reading some of the. Excerpts here from a lot of the people, and there's some really cool ones in here that are, like we were saying, wonderful lessons for people, and ladies and guys. Guys, hang with us, and if you have questions you'd like to ask Gigi, we'd love you to call. We want you to call and ask us about different things. Whatever might be on your mind, 323-203-0815 is the number here in Los Angeles.
I have one submission here
yeah.
from Joan Rivers.
And cool.
I just think
yeah.
that and this would apply to any parents, not just moms.
Yes.
But they did the most amazing thing with their daughter, Melissa. And
right.
I want to read this real quickly if you don't mind.
Let's do it. This is what I love to do is just pick
it's
up some
called
of these pieces.
Do the math. So Joan okay. Rivers says, when my daughter Melissa was in her terrible teens, my husband and I decided to give her a little lesson in freedom and some learned responsibility. We did not give her an official curfew like the rest of her friends. The only stipulation was that she had to be home 8 hours before she had to leave the house again. So if she had a game the next day, she would have to figure out how long it took to get to and from where she was going and count back 8 hours.
Cool.
It gave her a false sense of having no formal time to be home, but she actually really did. And it worked beautifully. No rebellion here.
That's a great one. I love that. No, it's true. I have a teenager.
Talk about psychology.
No, perfect. When you say, and Joan Rivers is such a cool lady. I mean, she really
She's
is.
She's bright.
I interviewed her years ago when she came out with that movie, that funny old movie, the comedy about, where the guy was pregnant. It's kind of the new movie that was out on the guy getting pregnant. Anyway, that was years ago. That's how old I am. But she was just funny and lovely, and she just had some wonderful life's lessons as well. So it's so cool that you picked up and, shared this with us.
But that is just so smart. I don't care where it comes from. It's just so smart. And if you have some tools to help you, by all means, you got to share this stuff, because there's people struggling out there with their teenagers. They don't know how to, the curfew is a dirty word.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I mean, basically, they never had any problem with, which I think is so cool. And then there's so many more interesting things, because some of the things in this book are very light.
Yes.
They're just like cute little tricks and tips and things. And then some things are very emotional and heavy. Like one of the ladies wanted to talk about how she got her best friend through cancer and what she did, just step by step to help her friend, what she could do as a best friend of someone that had cancer.
Right.
And I mean, some of the things are just absolutely awe-inspiring.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if you've ever watched House Hunters, but
it's a fun thing.
The host is on there. She's actually a comedian as well. Her name is Suzanne Wang.
Right, right.
And she wrote something in here that just blew me away.
What did she say?
She I can't remember it word for word. I don't know where it is in the book right now. But what she does is every single Easter, they have this thing in the LA Mission, and they go down there and they wash the feet of the homeless people. And they have podiatrists and, chiropodists or whatever they're called, foot doctors, look at these people. And I mean, literally, she is down there washing the feet. And I mean, it's such a humbling experience to see these people who are so needy and desperate and ill and neat, and they get some kind of loving care. And I mean,
that's amazing.
That stopped me in my tracks. Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. So, I mean, there's so many things in this book that you can...
It's like a humbling, kind of like takes you back and stuff. So there's advice about, helping people with their kids. There's advice about how to get through life and work on difficult situations. And, there's lots of other things, too. There's some cooking stuff, and there's some clothing stuff, and there's some cool stuff like that. And I like the one you wrote about the memory game. You're talking about your stepsons and your step-parenting days.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was several careers ago also. Several marriages ago as well.
But no, you wrote that you had to, you had to tell kids, as we all do, over and over and over again to really get what we ask them to do. So I was just reading your stuff, and you said they were pretty good about remembering like the first or second thing that you ask them to do, as most kids. But then when you added up a few more things in the sequence, they had trouble remembering. So, and what you made up a game to help improve their memories.
I did.
And this is like, this is what we call one of the mnemonics tools. When people have memory issues when they're getting older, or we just have, we're zoning out. We're going, if we have mnemonics tools and stuff, you did a perfect one. So you helped make learning into a game. You made up little scenarios that they had to repeat. Like, for instance, if it's okay, I'll read out of here. It says, I want you to run to the river, swim across, run to the third yellow house, ring the doorbell, and ask for help. And, of course, the more you played, the sillier the sentences became. So they go something like, I need you to walk a tightrope with army boots on, then sing happy birthday to the president, then I want you to paint your face red with green stripes and dance the cha-cha under the ocean. And so you created all these goofy little games.
Right. It made it a little bit, more fun, and they had to repeat it back to me. And really the reason why I wanted to do that is if ever we were in a situation where there was an emergency and I needed them to do a series of things, that would help them, gear their memory for remembering a sequence of four or five different things.
Right, right. No, that's That is perfect, and that's how we learn, and that's great for kids too, because it does improve their linking ability. And folks out there, if you have kids and you want to help them, this is, you know what, Gigi, that was a great tool to
Thank
use
you.
To help
this
them
is,
get their stuff.
I hate to like focus just on the kids stuff, because there's so much other, you know, stuff in here, but
let's talk
some
about
of the kids things
yeah.
are so good.
They really are.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like this one about the secret dish.
Yep.
Can I read that real
quick? Oh, please. Let's do that.
Okay, so it's called The Secret Dish, and it says, when my three boys were little, they hated vegetables like most children. I had a very difficult time trying to get them to eat anything healthy. One night, when the twins were about 3 and our oldest son was about 6, we all sat down for dinner and placed one of those covered metal Chinese compote serving dishes in between my husband and myself. Oh, well, the boys' eyes grew as big as saucers, and they asked, "What's in there?" And I replied, "Oh, that's adult food, and you can't have any until you are older." And they cried, "We want some!" Suddenly, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Child psychology 101. They were putty in my hands. I didn't give them any food from the dish that night, but their curiosity about the covered secret dish and what was in it ran rampant. Finally, I let them try something, a vegetable, from the dish. They loved it, and they wanted more. So gradually, I would put more and more different healthy foods in the secret dish until I could get them to eat virtually anything out of it. It worked like a charm. I recommend this to all new mothers.
That is, I love that. What a great thing. I mean, when something's, ooh, it's an adult thing, and it's kind of special. They get...
Right.
Oh my gosh, they're so curious, and they think, oh, well, wait a minute, I want. So that's, of course, the reverse psychology, but it's even more tempting because they want that.
It is.
What a great concept that is. The other thing I really, really like in your book, I mean, there's so much in here. And guys, you can, you can check out Gigi's book on Amazon.com if you'd like. You type in Gigi Garner,
mm-hmm.
Girl Talk book, right?
Or just Girl Talk.
Okay.
Girl Talk, and then put my name in, GIGIGARNER, and it will come up. Amazon. The best place to get the book is really Amazon.com, or you can order it from Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
I don't think they're in the bookstores yet.
Okay.
But Amazon's pretty reliable.
Sure.
And you could just get it off of there quickly.
That's great. And if you guys, you know, if you have any questions for me and everything, I have the information. If you'd like to log on to my website, just please do so. You'll find out all about me too. Dr. Michelle Therapy, Dr. Michelle with 2 L's, therapy.com. And, log on there and you can, you know, get more information as well. Or if you'd just like to write, you can do so at docmichelle@aol.com. And we'll talk. I'll give you more information about this book, which, like I said, you know, it's a really nice, informational, helpful, it has some heartwarming stories in it as well. And these are from real people who Gigi, you know, and grew up with and or have befriended. And
right. Well, actually, most of them are people I know. But then actually, I did not know this woman in there who is a prison warden.
Right.
So I used to be a private investigator. So I went out and investigated and found a female prison warden and just interviewed her because I wanted to get women from all walks of life
cool.
and every different angle, you
yes,
know.
Yes, yes.
And get all their input so the book would be full of amazing different things, you know. And you would think, oh gosh, well, that's really interesting. Like, the hostage negotiator, like, she had to get up for like a SWAT call like in the middle of the night. Her hair was real frizzy and she didn't have time to fix her hair. She just had time to put it in a hat, but she had this stuff that she could put on it that would, you know, take the frizz out.
Right.
So she could get her hat on.
Right,
know?
Right.
I don't know.
So and that was her advice.
It's silly.
You don't get
yeah.
No, it's not silly.
It's
cool.
Silly,
it's
but
stuff, though.
Hey, it is what it is.
You know what I really like too is you know, the daughter of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. Lucy Arnaz, actress and mom herself, who's just such a lovely lady. She has a really cool, their little lessons Lucy's learned through life. And some of the things that she suggests, which I mean, a lot of them are no-brainers, but I mean, these are the kind of things we really need to keep reaffirming to make our lives better. And it's about taking care of ourselves and important for our kids. And she just has little things like be good to yourself. I mean, these are little mantras or affirmations that I give folks on my printout stuff when they come to see me or I put it online. It's really take care of yourself because you're not going to be good for anybody else, your mate, your kids, your friends, your family, unless you take care of you. And it's not coming from a narcissistic point of view. It's take care of you and your health, your mental health, and just be a better person. And then everyone else will flourish around you as well, who's in your life and love to be with you more. So Lucy says, be good to yourself. She said, learn to appreciate the flowers on weeds. And that's, you know, smell the roses in life. Mm-hmm. Get up in the morning and say, geez, this is a good day. This is lovely. And one of my faves is when you don't know what to do, don't do anything. That is so perfect because there's this whole thing. A lot of people say, you know, oh, what should I do? How should I respond? What, this person hurt my feelings. What should I do, Dr. Michelle? It's, you know, I want to email this person back. I want to text this person back. I want to talk to this person and call. What should I say? I want you, because you don't know what to say, to calm down and relax. And I want you to not do anything because you're so, you know, upset and trying to ask me what you should do. We only know within our hearts what's right. And take your time. Take some downtime. Don't do anything. Think about it as long as you need to.
Excellent, excellent advice.
Absolutely. I love this.
There's some of the things she has in here that are like paramount as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
And I know this sounds crazy.
No.
But she, the fourth one down says,
yep,
don't cut your cuticles. And I know this is weird, but we had a family doctor for like 45 years or whatever.
Right.
And he always said that because he said that is a place where bacteria and things can get in really easily because of your hands.
Right.
And believe it or not, I mean, that whole thing has probably saved me a million times. And then she has a couple other things in here that are just really neat, like wear a hat when you garden.
Well, yeah.
She said handwrite letters.
Yep.
Only buy groceries on your list. She said you can polish silverware and jewelry with ordinary toothpaste. Hug your kids. A vinegar rinse makes your hair shine. And this one I really like a lot. A lemon and brown sugar keeps it soft. I need that.
Yep.
No, I really need that.
You. I mean, and these are all practical things. There are no stupid questions, she says.
Right.
Which I love. And I think a lot of people are always concerned about, you know, speaking up and asking and trying to find out information. And they're so worried about, oh, what's he or she going to think about me if I ask this question, especially for young adults, young people, teens. You know, there are no stupid questions. And if someone ridicules you for a question, it's their issue.
Then they're stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's what you have to look at, folks. Take a walk. That's a big one. Take a walk. If you don't know what to do.
Take a walk.
If you take a walk, think
walk
about
it off.
It. And if you haven't gotten it down yet, that's okay. Take time and just pull back. Walking's great. You're getting a little cardiovascular stuff. You're feeling better. You're moving muscles. You're getting blood moving. And the brain starts working a little bit better after that as well. So these are some really neat tips from Lucy Arnaz, which I think are wonderful. But I, you know, talking also, and we can bring up some of the other highlights, some of the other ideas. But the thing that I also like about what you talk about in this book is the special relationship between ladies, between women, and the way we talk. And guys, if you're interested in the way women think and you want to know more, so many guys,
right.
I get these calls when I'm doing open relationship show,
mm-hmm.
and they're self-conscious about themselves, or how do I understand? My lady confuses me. She tells me one thing, and then she does something else, or she always brings up the past. Or she. So guys, if you want information about women and how they think and what they talk about and things, get this book because it'll really give you an insight to the way women think.
Absolutely. I mean, I know they're out there wondering how we think and don't expect to ever figure us out, but I'm just saying, if you want to know a few like intimate details, they're in this book. One thing that just cracked me up was a submission from a lady who was a flight attendant for 27 years. And I mean, this is something literally that you would be talking to your best friend about, no doubt about it. And it says 33,000 feet for 27 years. And she says, it would be so nice to have flight attendants recognized as career women and not just waitresses in the sky. No one actually knows how many air miles this old bird has flown after 27 years, and it's really too bad that the airlines don't have a mileage club for flight attendants. The rewards could be a complimentary facelift after the first 20 million miles, a tummy tuck after the first 30 million, and who knows what else after that. Aside from jet lag and wear and tear, this old airsick bag would like to retire with a little dignity someday.
You know what?
I think it's hilarious. That's hilarious. A typical thing that you would say to your best friend,
right,
you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think the jobs like that, I mean, that is a really difficult, you really are catering. You have to know how to help people. You have to be
absolutely
alert. You have to, the jet lag sucks. You have to be awake. You have to be, and they expect you to look perfect.
I don't know how they do it.
Oh God. I think I would be really a nasty belligerent. I wouldn't make the cut. I'd be like, what?
It's a hard job. It's really hard.
Yeah. I'm not serving you any more drinks. You know, I'd be like, you want another pillow? There's some in the back. I would just be done.
It'd be hard.
It takes a special person to do that, you know, but. So we were talking about when girlfriends get together and talk with one another, and it does. It's different. So maybe we can talk a little bit about the difference, if you wanna, between the conversations we girls have and those that take place between guys and when they get together.
Well, you know what's interesting is I've been trying to figure out what they're talking about. Also, maybe that could be my next book, Guy Talk.
They're perfect.
But I honestly have no idea what they're talking about. None of us do, really. I mean, right. I think they're talking about sports.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're I don't think they communicate.
Women, they use a lot fewer words in their sentences, and we use conjunctions, and therefore, furthermore, and so I, and guys are, they use exclamations. Look. This is what's going on. Wow. Did you know?
Right. And you said earlier they want to fix things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You may not be telling them just because you want them to fix it. You may just be telling them just to tell them.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. And this is the one of the biggest, I think, misconceptions that I have when I see guys or guys call in. You know, it's like... When she starts talking about her stuff at work, or she's tired or something, he's on alert. What can I do to help? What can I do to fix? No. We just want your ear. We just want you to hear what we're feeling and what we're saying. We just kind of want to download and see. That's the thing between guys and gals, is that when we're with our girlfriends, we can download and we can talk and we can complain, and or we can just say, oh, I just need this, and we get that and we listen. So I guess what I'd say to guys who are listening, to listen. That's, and you know what? If you're zoning out and you've had a hard day at work and you're dying to get on that computer or go play that game online, that's cool. You can do that. Please do that. We'd love you to do that for a while. But also, when we come home or we're tired, and this is guy friends too. It doesn't have to be mates or husbands or boyfriends or whatever. Just kind of listen. Also, a little tip, guys, pretend like you're listening. If you're thinking about your bank account or the golf game or, you know, your strategy you're going to use tonight on Call of Duty 4 when you go online to play the game or whatever, you know what? That's cool. But just pretend like you're listening. Go, uh-huh, uh-huh. And, you know, sentences are great. The classic psychiatrist line from movies. Well, how does that make you feel? We'd love to hear you say that, even if you don't give a crap. How does that make you feel, honey? Oh, well, it makes me feel sad because, you know, right. Just guys, little tips like that.
You know what? You know what? If I could pick one thing, this has turned into this psychologized Gigi, but
good. This is good.
If I could pick one thing that I would want to hear from, a male is, and I... Women, support me here. If you feel this, let me know. What do you need right now? I would love to hear, wow. What do you need right now? What can I do for you right now? What do you need right now?
Right.
That would be the key.
That's a
in my
good
book.
One. No, that's a great one. That's a really good key. What do you need right now? And maybe we could respond by saying, you know what I need? I need you to just kind of chill and listen to what I'm saying. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to,
right.
You know, make it right. You don't have to. Or we could go out for a nice dinner and we could just sit and talk about and download with each other. And I'll be here for you and you'll be here for me. And if
sounds
you don't
good.
Feel like talking, that's cool too. And we'll just relax and share some time.
However, don't listen to my relationship advice.
Why? Why do you say that, Jesus? That, come on now.
That was two marriages ago.
Been there, done that, honey. But I mean, no, you know what? And this is the thing. This is what you learn from marriages. This is what you learn from relationships.
Yes, you definitely have not failed. You've just, you know, learned. It's all part of the journey.
Look, I don't like the word fail because I don't use that in my verbalizations. I always use with my clients, I always say, you've learned a lesson, haven't you? It didn't work out, did it? But you know what? You learned a lesson.
True.
And you learned what not to do the next time. So.
And then all these lessons that you've learned.
Yeah.
You're gonna want to share those with every woman that you know, and that's kind of the reason why I put this book together, Girl Talk, and so we can share all these really intimate thoughts, advice, and stories, and you know, tips and tricks to spread the word. Spread
exactly.
the word, ladies. Spread the word, sisters.
Spread
Pass it
word.
On.
Exactly. Because what we're going to get is information, friends. We're going to get understanding. And you know what? We don't have to do everything that everybody says. But it's always nice to have information to use as a baseline to gather from.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there might be something in there you don't relate to, but then again, you know, something may come up and you go, oh, yeah, you know what? What about da-da-da? You know, I remember this, or, you know, you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. You might need something, you know, that you learned. I like to, like, my favorite books to read are reference books.
Yep.
Because I would just want to know everything about everything.
Right.
I'm just really nosy and I just inquisitive. I just like to know everything. And there's just a wealth, I think, of information in this book, Girl Talk. And I just want to share it. That's all.
I think it's a great idea. And, you know, there's so many different, there's friend talk here, folks. You know, stuff about courage and traditions and giving, which is important. There's career talk, which has motivation, inspiration, and business information. And that's really, wow. We as women really like a lot of that stuff.
I think that's really helpful, actually.
Yeah. I do, too. Go ahead.
One thing, like, then there's some silly things in there. I have a friend who's a real estate agent, and what she does is whenever she travels, she puts a 100-watt light bulb in a piece of bubble wrap in her suitcase, and she just leaves it in there. So when she goes to a hotel or motel, you know how the lighting is always really awful and
right.
it's really hard to see to put your makeup on. And she wanted to make sure that, like, she had the proper lighting to put her makeup on so she didn't look like a cast member from Cats, you know, when she walked outside. So, I mean, you know what? Ever since she told me that, I have a 100-watt light bulb in my suitcase right now as we speak. Because that's happened to me.
What a great idea.
That's happened to me a lot.
No,
many times.
It's really true. I mean, these are just little traveling tips. Little tips for life. I should have done that, or I should have. What I really like in your inspiration part of the book, too, is you have a thing called Jumpstart Your Creativity. And it says, make lists. Make a big list of all you have accomplished in your life, and you'll be amazed. And there's nothing like seeing 3 pages of great things you've done to encourage your spirit. Also, it's really important to make a list of some realistic short-term goals, even if you start out with something very basic. Try. You'll be amazed at what you can do if you put your mind to it. Then when you've reached those minor goals, you can start reaching for the moon. Get rid of any destructive or negative behavior. This is an essential, and anything but love in excess can potentially be harmful. I love this part.
Did I write that?
You did, girl.
Gosh.
It's so smart.
That's the hard part about writing a book. It takes you have to keep up your momentum for like 8 years until you finish it, and then 8 years later, you're like, huh?
No, this is, I love get rid of any destructive or negative behavior. You say anyone in your life that is toxic is dead weight. It's you or them. Everyone knows the difference between right and wrong. Everyone knows way deep down inside if they're drinking to the point of alcoholism or smoking themselves into emphysema. If you're doing something destructive to yourself, admit it and get help. Have faith. Always try to think of the cup as half full. Even if you don't feel like it, keep affirming the positive until it is your reality. I know I did it, and if I can do it, you can do it too. And that is so inspirational. I just love that.
Thank you.
These are all things that, and this is such a biggie. I think, you know, if people would just kind of live by this, so many people who come, I'm so depressed. I don't have a life. People are so mean to me. I don't get along with my family. We always argue.
Mm-hmm.
That's the toxins. Take responsibility, as you say, for your behaviors, for your thoughts. That's the basic of cognitive behavioral therapy. All we can control in life is how we behave and how we think.
It's true.
Everything else
that's
out
all,
there.
That's the only thing you can control.
And everything else out there that comes to us, open up, deal with it. But if someone else is hurting you or destroying you or trying to, you know, cause issues because they can't detox the drama in their life and they need that, you know, cycle of up and down and up and down, it's really important to take a look. Like you said here, take a look and see if they are toxic to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look and see how they make you feel. And if it's not happening, or if it's a sickening feeling, or if it's a constant, you know, snowball effect, it's always getting bigger, and they're, oh, God, so-and-so's coming over, or this mm-hmm. family member is coming over.
Yeah.
You've got to have boundaries and say, this isn't right for me.
I don't know if you can tell, but that was written by someone who has been through a lot. I mean, talk about your hard-earned knowledge. I mean, I've had some very serious issues in the past, like death, illness, you know, things like that. And that comes from a lot of inward, you know, processing.
Right.
And, you know, that's hard-earned knowledge right there. I can tell you from experience that came from a real honest place.
And that's really where I think our knowledge and learning comes from. And the problem that I see with a lot of people, unlike you, is that they continue to make the same mistakes through life's hard knocks, through the losses we've had, through the divorces, through the heartache, through the tribulations, through rejection, through messages that our parents gave us, which were not wonderful all the time. I mean, we get these underlying little messages that we take with us, then we buy into, and then we think that is us. And then here we are, adults, and whew, that is us. That is all part of us. No, it's just not. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of folks do carry those that garbage and the baggage along with them, and they keep making the same mistakes in life. And what I think is cool about your book, too, is that you really seem to me to be a person who has really done a lot of self-exploration and moved on and say, you know what? And humble, being you know, having humility, being humble is such a wonderful attribute that you have. And saying, been there, done that, took care of it, moving on. I'm getting on with my life. I'm going to explore. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to take the adventure out further. I'm going to communicate with people. I'm going to share with people what I know, and I'm going to help.
Right. Well, everything I do, actually, I always try to do some sort of giving back in some way, some sort of philanthropy or whatever. And to be honest, it's really not just for that, for them or
right.
whoever's benefiting.
Right.
But when you do things for other people, you do things for yourself. And so in doing things, you know, philanthropy or whatever for other people, I'm still doing a good thing for myself as well. And it's really important to give back. You get back what you give out. You know, it really is you reap what you sow.
That's really wonderful advice, too. And that's some of the stuff that we as therapists give people as information if their lives feel empty, if they're not feeling you know, good about themselves or who they are, and they're depressed, they don't know why, or they're anxious, they're always worried about what ifs in life. If you give, get out of yourself. Get out of this brain.
For a minute.
Exactly.
Stop the talking.
Exactly.
Inside. Tell the voices to stop.
And this is true. And whether they're real or imagined, or your own little conscience that's saying, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not this enough. What am I going to do about this? Oh, what if this happens? Oh, what? Stop. Get out of yourself. Look out there amongst the folks and see who might be having a rough time. Who might be really suffering? And what can I do maybe to help? What can I do to reach out?
You know, what's interesting is here I am on your radio show, which we're really having a conversation. I didn't notice we were on the radio.
Cool.
But I'm here to promote my book, Girl Talk. But I have to say that there is a book that I read that changed my life. And the author's name is Louise Hay.
Oh, I love her.
And the book is called You Can Heal Your Life. And that is a really, really special piece of information that I would like to share with others. That book was like a Bible to me. Yes. When I was very, very ill. I had a very serious illness, and I was really on the verge of like passing away.
Oh, honey, I'm
I was
so
in the
sorry.
Hospital.
God.
Oh, it's okay. Sorry, I don't mean to depress everybody, but I was in the hospital like 13 times in a year. And this book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, was just absolutely instrumental in helping me get, you know, move past that and try to get back on that road to wellness. And then when the point being is that when I know things that are good, that are special, that are informative, that are helpful, by God, I'm going to tell people.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to tell everyone I know. Right. And that was the whole point of me getting this book, Girl Talk, together. Is so I could take every piece of important information that I have learned and share it with everybody that I can find.
And you did. And folks, we're going to have to get rolling here pretty soon off the air. But Gigi, I want to thank you so much for coming on. This has flown by. You know, this is like we're talking here, having a quick conversation, and it's gone. But folks, if you really would like to have, a gift for your friends, guys too, find out more about women and what we're thinking. It's a compilation of wonderful secrets, tips, information, life's lessons. Gigi Gardner, Girl Talk, celebrities and other extraordinary women share their secrets. And folks, you can go on Amazon.com and find it. Just Google it, folks. It's really easy to find. And how can people contact you, Gigi?
Well, if you guys want to go to my website, which is www.gigigarner.com, which is GIGIGARNER.com, my email is there.
Cool.
And you guys can email me if you want to submit your own tip for Girl Talk 2.
Perfect.
You can submit it now. And please feel free to contact me. This was so much fun. Thank you so much.
Gigi, thank you for coming down. And again, Gigi Gardner, wonderful author, inspirational lady, daughter, of course, of wonderful actor who we love and adore, James Gardner. Thanks for being here. I sure appreciate it, honey.
Thanks.
It's been fun. All right, it's Dr. Michelle. You can stay on the couch if you want, guys. Kick your shoes off and enjoy. We're still on the couch for a little bit here. Hey, if you'd like to find me, you can do so at drmichelletherapy.com. That's drmichelle with two L's, therapy.com. Find out what I'm about and keep it here on latalkradio.com because we have the famous T.G. McCormick coming up next with another wonderful show as usual. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. We're going to be on the couch again. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. And flashing rays of colored light. Come back here so I can get your name. I wouldn't know what to say to you just the same. Oh, I'll take my time. Ah. virus, a thousand watts of sound. But I see you in the corner of the road, well, you're dancing alone just like I knew you.